headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grayson Mayo with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government is exploring ways to finish the Mooloolah River Interchange project after federal funding was withdrawn last week. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick says it can't be done. He says no state has the fiscal capacity to fund intra-projects that the federal government can't. Minister for Transport and Main Roads Mark Bailey tells Nine News he believes the project will still go ahead. He is supported by Member for Bodrum Brent Mickleborg, who says it would be a travesty if in the middle of a housing crisis homes were knocked down and then the project didn't proceed.
New data shows Queensland drivers have paid $95 million in mobile phone and seatbelt fines over the last 10 months. Nine News reports approximately 56,000 people were penalised for mobile phone usage, while 26,000 were caught to not be wearing a seatbelt correctly or at all. The Street Smarts campaign behind the initiative is called Is It Worth It? And aims to reduce serious injuries and lives lost on Queensland roads. The penalties for infringements increased in July by 7.7%, in line with the government's indexation policy, bringing the total fine for each offence to 1,161, plus the deduction of 4 demerit points.
In national news, news laws will force social media companies to crack down on the removal of AI-generated deepfakes and hate speech. Updates to the basic online safety expectations will see tech companies and social media platforms being held accountable for ensuring their algorithms do not amplify harmful or extreme content, including hate speech and sexually exploitative material. This follows a rise in anti-Semitic and Islamophobic content on X, according to Communications Minister Michelle Rowland.
Police arrest 23 people after a pro-Palestine protest in Port Botany. Around 400 people gathered to protest the Israeli-owned container ship Calandra near the boat ramp at Port Botany, blocking traffic on Foreshore Road. The protest was met by local police and the riot squad. New South Wales police say they arrested protesters after they refused to comply with police directions. The area was clear by 9 p.m. Palestine Justice Movement Sydney, who organised the protest, says that Australia cannot continue business as usual as the Palestinian death toll continues to rise in Gaza. The group was protesting Zim, which is the oldest and largest shipping company in Israel.
In international news, a stampede left 31 dead during an army recruitment drive in the Republic of Congo. The crowd was bottlenecked at the stadium gate, leaving 31 trampled to death and 145 injured as youths rushed in for the opportunity to claim one of 1,500 army posts on offer. Trezor Nazila, head of local rights NGO, called for a full investigation and for the Congolese government to be held responsible for not evaluating the risks of the call-up. Mr. Nazila continues saying the Congolese government is incapable of creating other employment opportunities, leaving the Defence and Security Force as the main job providers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower or two. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.